Hi everyone, some more interesting news about BRICS and what is being called now the BRICS Union. Is there so many countries right now which are trying to join BRICS and are joining onto BRICS? So that was originally Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, but now we're seeing many countries in Africa and the Middle East and other parts of the world trying to join the BRICS Union now. And I found an interesting article. The IMF bribes Egypt to keep the petrodollar alive. So Egypt has been joining the BRICS Union right now. And basically, just a brief overview, it's a de-dollarization effort. So it's basically getting rid of the US dollar as a world reserve currency, which is a lot of people have been discussing this for years. I do recommend a talk that I heard recently with Dr. Jim Willey and Greg Hemke. They did like a New Year's talk about it's like I think it's an hour long talk about the BRICS Union, a lot of other talking about gold and de-dollarization and how this is going forward. So wanted to do a little bit more research on this because they had mentioned Egypt. So Egypt stepping up its de-dollarization efforts seems to have sent shockwaves to the US. So now the IMF, International Monetary Fund, has arrived to rescue the petrodollar by bribing Egypt to stop its de-dollarization efforts. It's well known how the IMF secures or advances US interests by using its economic clout, has done it again in the case of Egypt in the name of economic assistance. So I think one way in which the United States could sort of curb some of the damage from de-dollarization is instead of being on like the OPEC, like the oil standard, if we got off of fiat money and we returned to a gold-backed or silver-backed US dollar, if we returned to sound money, there would actually be some value to the US dollar besides just being a strong arm as a world reserve currency. Egypt lifts its import curbs to meet the IMF demands. Egypt's economy has struggled since the last decade, and it turns out this has helped the IMF to put a halt on African nations' de-dollarization efforts. As per a report, Egypt recently lifted a key restriction on imports and approved a list of economic activities that the government would leave to the private sector. Actually, Egypt has had to lift restrictions to meet IMF demands, loan conditions as well. This was done by Egypt to meet two key conditions attached to the IMF's $3 billion in economic support package. In a statement, the central bank said that it has dropped a requirement for importers to use letters of credit and government will not allow direct payments. Egypt recently secured a 46-month financial support from the IMF, for which the reversal of the import curbs was a key requirement. Further, the agreement also called for a government to list economic activities that the state would refrain from engaging. Egypt's import ban has also been a big part of this. Egypt had introduced an import ban to alleviate its dollar crunch that was exacerbated by the recent conflict in Ukraine. The war in Ukraine resulted in Egypt's bill for wheat and oil soaring high. It was a major blow to Egypt's economy as it is heavily dependent on imports from the Ukraine for wheat and other goods. At the same time, it crushed tourism for two of its largest markets, Ukraine and Russia, which was a key source of hard currency. So the tourism industry in Egypt has also suffered from this economic turmoil. Thus, import restrictions were necessitated to alleviate its foreign currency shortages, although the expense of rising consumer prices. So they don't want to keep on taking out these loans at interest. They want to join the BRICS system. They're working towards the BRICS system with the hope that they will be going towards a de-dollarization and some sort of sound money system. However, Egypt's recent policies suggest that it's joining a growing trend of countries taking measures to de-dollarize their economies, which would undermine the US's financial hegemony. Recently, Egypt also joined the new development bank of BRICS. Many countries such as India, China, Australia, Russia, among others, have already transitioned to trade in national currencies. Therefore, Egypt joining the Bank of BRICS was a major boost to the de-dollarization campaign. They've also reached out to Russia despite US imposed financial sanctions to discuss further trade with Russia into national currencies. So IMF is trying to dilute some of this as they're going forward. And Egypt is a major economy in Africa. So I think that this is pretty fascinating going forward that they've got this 46-month loan, but they are still going, trying to go forward with their de-dollarization. And there are several other countries as well. And I wouldn't be surprised as these other countries try to get onto a sound currency market, et cetera. There'll be a fight for like this BRICS and the sound currency versus like the central bank digital cryptocurrencies. I don't know if they're completely opposed. I'm hoping like BRICS won't accept a CBDC sort of model, that they will go towards a gold standard. I know that Russia has kind of dabbled in having a gold-backed currency a little bit, kind of testing the waters with that. And there are several other major countries such as India and China, which are investing heavily in gold. And I think basically I'm guessing they're hedging their bets and they're getting ready for some sort of sound money system going forward. So that would be my guess going forward with 2023. We're going to see some more of these types of battles. And then, of course, like the color revolutions that come out of it, because I know that there are several countries in Africa. I think Ghana might be another country right now in Africa, which is having, they call it economic or political issues, but really this is all financial going forward if they're going to try to join BRICS or if they're going to be continuing to take these IMF loans at interest, et cetera, being under the thumb of this disaster capitalism, I guess you could call it, for lack of a better term, fiat currency, IMF central bank sort of gambit where they get these smaller countries and larger ones into massive debt at interest with the promise of rebuilding, et cetera, improving infrastructure, et cetera. So let me know what you think with BRICS going forward. Hope you have a fantastic week. Happy New Year. Thanks for all of your kind words and your support. Really do appreciate your comments regarding these topics, particularly if you live in some of these countries which are going through this de-dollarization effort. So thanks, everyone. I will talk to you soon. God bless. Take care. Bye-bye.